Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Coffee Break Spanish, Season 4, Episode 15.
Hola a todos y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Estamos de vuelta.
¿Cómo estás, Mark?
Bien, un poco cansado hoy.
¿Cansado por qué?
Porque he trabajado mucho.
Claro, como siempre.
Como siempre, pero hay que trabajar. Hay que trabajar para poder relajarte después, ¿no? Descansarte.
Desde
después.
Luego, para poder tener vacaciones.
Sí, exacto. Ah, hablando de las vacaciones.
Sí.
Bueno, estamos grabando antes de que te vayas.
Sí.
Dentro de algunos días.
Ah, no puedo esperar más.
Y ahora pasa un tren, no sé exactamente lo que está pasando, ¿no? O tal vez sea el viento, porque aquí en Escocia este verano...
¿Este verano? ¿Qué verano?
Sí.
¿Ha habido verano, Mark? No.
Tienes razón, no. No ha hecho muy buen tiempo, pero bueno, no, creo que era un tren que ha pasado. De todos modos, tú te vas de vacaciones dentro de algunos días.
Ya tengo casi la maleta terminada.
Muy bien.
Todo preparado.
Muy bien.
A punto.
Excelente. Pues yo también me voy.
¿Ah, sí? ¿Dónde
no
vas?
No de vacaciones, de trabajo, ajá, como siempre. Voy a Madrid.
Bueno, ¿y qué vas a hacer en Madrid?
Bueno, tengo una reunión, un día de reunión y luego otro día de grabación y tal vez un día de...
¿De descanso?
No. De filmar, vamos a filmar algo en Madrid.
Muy bien.
Pero no puedo
bueno,
decir
pues
nada.
Secreto.
Sí. No le digas a nadie.
A nadie.
Bueno, estamos aquí con la segunda carta de nuestra miniserie, en la gran serie de Coffee Break Spanish Season 4. And of course, if this is the first time you're joining us, if this happens to be the first ever episode of Coffee Break Spanish you're listening to, you will be wondering what on earth is going on. We are following the story of María and Rory as they spend their summer in Mallorca, in the island of Mallorca. And of course, they've got a friend, Alejandro. Alejandro's coming to stay. And in order for Alejandro to come and stay, they've been cleaning up the attic. In the attic, they found some letters of María's grandmother and grandfather before they were married. Love letters, cartas de amor.
Mm-hmm.
Y entonces, en este momento, estamos leyendo estas cartas de amor.
Y en el episodio de hoy tenemos la respuesta de Carmen a Jesús.
Muy bien, pues vamos a por ello.
Vamos a ver.
De abril de 1949. Estimadísimo Jesús, ¿cómo te encuentras? Me hizo muchísima ilusión recibir tu carta y saber que todo marcha sobre ruedas. Lamento mucho que tus padres no gocen de buena salud, pero es cierto que todos pasamos por diferentes etapas en la vida, unas mejores y otras peores. Estoy segura de que tirarán para adelante. Son personas fuertes y luchadoras. De todo corazón les deseo que se mejoren pronto. Mi familia está bien, todos muy ilusionados con nuestra boda. Mis hermanas no paran de cantarme canciones de amor y quieren que me pruebe el vestido de mamá. Yo no estoy segura de que me quede entallado y por eso me gustaría que tu madre le hiciera algunos arreglos. Por supuesto, tú no puedes ver el vestido hasta el día del matrimonio. Ya sabes que traería mala suerte. Ayer por la tarde estábamos tomando café y pastas y mis tías aprovecharon para preguntarme cómo había sido la pedida de mano. Yo me puse colorada. ¡Cuánta indiscreción! Pero mi santo padre respondió por mí. Les dijo: «Queridas, Jesús fue todo un caballero. Se presentó en casa con regalos para toda la familia y pidió hablar en privado conmigo. En mis aposentos me contó que estaba locamente enamorado de Carmencita y que había venido a presentar sus respetos y a pedir su mano. Yo ya me lo imaginaba y sabía que mi pequeña le correspondería. Le respondí que sería un honor que mi hija se casara con alguien tan responsable y bueno. Me abrazó y salimos los dos a darle la buena nueva a Carmen. Mis tías, alborotadísimas, me miraban con envidia e ilusión. Me sentí como una princesita en su trono. Como ves, no pienso en otra cosa que no sea en ti. Y no te preocupes por el dinero. Sé que encontraremos la manera de vivir cada día mejor. A mí me preocupa un poco que trabajes tanto en el mar. Sé que eres muy bueno buceando y que te ganas la vida de este modo, pero no puedo evitar pensar en las historias que cuentan por ahí. El mar es muy traicionero y nunca sabes qué puede pasar. Cuando nos casemos, y con un poco de ayuda de mis padres, podríamos construir nuestro propio negocio y cuidar de tus padres. Pero ya hablaremos de esto con tranquilidad. Sé que aún es pronto y soy impaciente por naturaleza. Jesús, me encantaría ir a las películas contigo. Dime cuándo y vendré con mis hermanas y mis tías. Ya sabes que no me pierden de vista ni un segundo hasta que nos casemos. Un beso. Cuídate mucho y hasta pronto. Siempre tuya, Carmen.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break Spanish, you can still practice your Spanish with our regular posts on social media. Find us on Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We're Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can keep up with the team through our regular posts on Instagram. Follow Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time.
So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson.
Qué simpática, Carmen.
Muy simpática, muy simpática. Otra carta romántica. Mm-hmm. We are listening here to Carmen's response. Mm-hmm. And of course, what we'll do now is go through this in English so that everyone understands exactly what the content of the letter is. And you can pair this up with what you've already heard in Spanish. So, Carmen begins her letter by asking Jesus how he's feeling. She was delighted to receive his letter and to know that everything was going well for him. She regrets that his parents aren't enjoying good health, but, as she says, we all pass through different stages of life, some of which are better and others are worse. Carmen is sure that things will improve, and that they'll get through their problems. They're fighters, after all. She wishes them a fast recovery.
De todo corazón, les deseo que se mejoren pronto.
As you'll already have heard, Carmen is using, again, a slightly more formal type of language, perhaps, I was going to say more old-fashioned, but maybe it's not old-fashioned for the time, because, of course, these letters date from 1949, mm-hmm. the letters that they found in the attic. So, as far as her own family is concerned, they are all well, and they're very excited about the prospect of the forthcoming wedding. Now, Carmen is getting a bit of a hard time from her sisters as they won't stop singing love songs to her and they all want her to try on her mother's wedding dress. She's not sure if it will fit her and perhaps Jesus' mother will be able to help with some adjustments given her dressmaking skills. Of course, she insists that he won't see the dress until their wedding day because that would bring bad luck. Carmen goes on to explain that yesterday afternoon, they were having coffee and cake, and her aunts took the opportunity to ask her how Jesus had proposed. Of course, Carmen was very embarrassed at their indiscretion, but her father replied for her and explained that Jesus was quite the gentleman. He arrived at the house with presents for everyone and asked to speak to him privately. Jesus explained to her father that he was in love with Carmen, and he had come to ask for her hand in marriage. Carmen's father had already guessed this and knew that he was a good match for his beloved daughter. He therefore replied that it would be an honour for his daughter to marry such a good and responsible young man.
Le respondí que sería un honor que mi hija se casara con alguien tan responsable y bueno.
Jesús embraced Carmen's father and they went off to give the good news to Carmen, with her aunts looking on with both envy and excitement. She says she felt like a princess. Now, of course, we're just thinking about the narrative here, and Carmen is telling Jesus everything that he already knew because he was the one that went to propose. But perhaps she's just letting him know that she knew, she now knows how it all went. Anyway, she continues her letter to Jesus by saying that she can't think about anything other than him and that he shouldn't worry about money. She knows that they'll get by and that their situation will improve each day. She knows that he has a talent for diving and that he earns his living by doing this. Even so, she can't help but think about the dangers that this profession involves. She suggests that when they get married, and perhaps with a little help from her parents, they'll be able to set up their own business and look after Jesús' parents.
Cuando nos casemos y con un poco de ayuda de mis padres, podríamos construir nuestro propio negocio y cuidar de tus padres.
But perhaps she is moving too fast. They'll talk about this when the time comes. She's just naturally impatient. She ends her letter by saying that she would be delighted to go to the cinema with him. He simply needs to say where and when, and she'll be there with her sisters and aunts who won't let her out of their sight until they are married. Muy bien, pues un texto, una carta muy interesante y muy
sí,
romántica.
Sí, muy, muy ambientada en la época, ¿verdad?
Exacto. Let's just talk about one part of it before we go on. Cuando nos casemos. Mm-hmm. Cuando nos casemos. When we get married. Of course, that's an example of using this subjunctive. After cuando. Mm-hmm. Cuando, when we get married. We don't actually know that it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Therefore, there's a little bit of uncertainty about it. Cuando nos casemos. When we get married. We will do such and such. Or we could, in this case, podríamos construir nuestro propio negocio. And the could also suggests a little bit of uncertainty because we don't know when that's going to be. Now, cuando, mm-hmm. referring to a future situation there. How would Carmen have said, when we are married?
Cuando estemos casados.
Okay, so when we are married, the are has to become again, even though she's inferring that that's going to happen when we are married, that has to become a subjunctive. Cuando estemos casados. So any time that we're using cuando with a future, the future becomes a subjunctive.
Remember, Mark and listeners, of course, that the same thing happens with hasta que, por ejemplo.
Of course.
Hasta que nos casemos.
Yeah. Until we are married.
Mm-hmm, o hasta que nos veamos.
Mm-hmm. por ejemplo, mis tías y mis hermanas estarán todo el tiempo, ¿no?
Bromeando, sí.
Bromeando
y mirando. Y sí.
Verificando.
Pendientes, verificando.
Averiguando también, ¿no?
Averiguando también, sí.
Just to go back to our discussion about averiguar a couple of weeks ago. Okay. Now, there's lots more to say about this text.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, this is where we're going to leave our preview version. Of course, to find out more about how you can get access to the extended version, head over to coffeebreakspanishseason4.com where you'll find all the information you need. We hope that you've enjoyed this episode and we'll be back again soon with more Coffee Break Spanish.
Nos vemos pronto, amigos.
Hasta luego.
Adiós.
This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.